12?
Number 12.
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 1,670 square feet of truck inspection facility space, Building 204, at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, the former 440th Air Force Reserve Station.
I'm taking for item 13 because this has been in front of us many times. People know how they're going to vote. Let's go. Read number 13 to us.
Item number 13. From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 7,676 square feet of vehicle maintenance shop space, Building 104, and approximately 20 paved parking spaces at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, the former 440th Air Force Reserve Station. At the February 2nd County Board meeting, this item was referred back to committee. At our May meeting cycle, this item was laid over with a request for follow-up information.
And a request for the sheriff from the committee members would like the sheriff to be here. Sir, what is your name?
Deputy Inspector Toby Weaver.
Mr. Weaver, the sheriff decided not to come to speak in front of the committee?
The sheriff's not available today, sir.
Do you know where the sheriff's located?
No, I don't.
You mean you don't know where your boss is? I hope you're telling me the truth. I'm not going to call you a lie. I'm just saying, I hope you're telling me you don't know where your boss is located. Okay.
No, I don't.
Unfortunately, the sheriff is not available. I know everyone has the information, basically have the information in front of you. Can you tell me and the committee why we have two different fiscal notes now? Madam Clerk, can you inform me that there's two different fiscal notes coming forward for these two items?
No, those were withdrawn yesterday by the department.
Oh, they were withdrawn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sir Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to reconfirm the motion to support both items 12 and 13. As we previously did at another meeting.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So that's Washington. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's disappointing that the sheriff decided not to come here today and explain the position for us, why he thinks this is important. But I do think that we have to remember that these operations and equipment and things are being housed in other current facilities. And all this is a bit of a shell game of who, you know, where the money goes and whose sort of bottom line does it drop to. And I would hope that that we would say that this is just an inappropriate use at this time for the sheriff to make this request. I have concerns of the impact that it will have on the regional business park and the shifting of funds from one area of county government to the other. So I would hope my colleagues would see the wisdom in denying this request today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So that's perfect.
Thank you. We just had a rather lengthy discussion about downsizing the space of county government, and I, too, am going to vote against this matter. This is just really giving the sheriff more space in different areas. MKE Regional Business Park is supposed to be doing economic development, not just shifting space around the county. So I'm going to vote against this, and it's consistent with the strategic planning initiatives that we had done earlier. And the Sheriff's Department should be cooperating in that.
Any other? So let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for airport, I guess I wanted confirmation of what I believe you told us the last time, which was that these leases are not inconsistent with the long-term development of the business park because these buildings are obsolete for other uses other than sort of this lowest use of storage, and that you believe that this is Do you believe that this is consistent with the long-term development of the business park?
Mr. Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, as I stated at the previous meeting, the buildings are very limited in their usefulness. I have some pictures I'd like to pass out.
Keep going.
As you can see from the pictures, the one building that the sheriff wants to lease for the storage of their large semi-trailer bomb truck, and the building was designed to do exactly that, and its usefulness for another purpose is extremely limited. The other building, it will be used for their other SWAT equipment and bomb equipment, and you can see, too, from its functionality that it's of limited appeal to the market. And so we think that this is a good use of the buildings, and they're, as you can see from the pictures, they have a very limited usefulness otherwise. I think the important point, too, is that right now they have a facility at Timmerman Airport. It was built for the storage of the helicopter, which is no longer with us, and they're using that for the storage of this equipment. It really is not a very good use of the building. It should be used for an aircraft. And it's, I understand that if this is approved by the board, then the sheriff, I think, would sell that to the private market and turn it into a useful operation at the Timmerman Airport. So we think it's a good use of the buildings, but obviously that's your call.
Which one? Are we 12 or 13? Which one are you?
You're doing both.
Doing both.
No, but
on
this
both.
Building.
That's 12.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got one picture for 13?
That's the next group.
Just bring the pump, give them all. We're doing both at the same time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the Sheriff's Department, I guess I want confirmation of that scenario, which is that this is not, that the Sheriff's Department is not expanding, but rather reorganizing, and that we would achieve a higher and best use for the facility at Timmerman subsequent to this move.
Yes, this, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this isn't an expansion of the footprint. It is moving resources from, and subsequently would be freeing up space that is needed at CAMD where this office housed. The intention with this is, if it is approved by the board, by this committee, we are going to. There's been several, from my understanding, through our fiscal affairs, that there are entities, some news stations, what have you, that are interested in the hangar, and we want to enter an agreement to get rid of the hangar and free up that space for that. So I hope that answers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate those answers.
Supervisor Washaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For my colleagues, like I said, a lot of this, you know, maybe I wasn't clear enough in my first comments. When you pay the airport, the money stays with the airport. When, you know, so it's tax levy being shifted to the airport versus if you rent space from the Parks Department, it sort of stays on our side. And if there's, you know, surpluses in the Parks Department, that rent revenue then all drops to the bottom line. And it just sort of, it's like water, how it cycles through a system. If you pay rent to the airport, it doesn't work that way. If it falls through to the bottom line, it then stays over at the airport. It doesn't cycle back through the different departments. And I believe the request at our last meeting was to get the report back. Did they talk to the Parks Department? Did they talk to the Department of Public Works to find out if there was an appropriate facility on that side of the ledger that they could rent space from rather than being at the airport? And I think there are lots of companies in the future that will look at these facilities at the airport in that business park that will find a use for it. And it will go to the benefit of the airport. If we, whereas you're not going to do that with a Parks Department facility or Public Works facility. And like I said, how the money flows through the system. And if we really seriously look at that, this is not in the best interest of Milwaukee County. Whereas having a private sector rent-paying customer at the business park is in a much is to the best advantage of the business park and to the development of that business park. So, like I said, I see nothing in the documentation that we have today that they actually responded to our request from the last committee, and nothing to alleviate those concerns. So, I once again, I would hope that the pictures are nice, but the real thing is how the money flows and how that affects the bottom line. So I would once again reiterate that I would hope my colleagues would deny this item. Thank you.
The clerk said that they did not respond to our request.
Well, they. Okay. I find that very unfortunate that the sheriff decided not to respond. So I guess maybe we should in kind respond to his request and say no, thank you.
Okay. So the Hoss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, the picture, I believe item 12, the tall, slender, more slender building, is this, it's by the front entrance, as surely you know, Mr. Chairman, is this by the front entrance to the business park?
Mr. Bate.
It's near the front entrance to the business park.
Thank you, that was what I thought. And Mr. Chairman, as we have not received a response from the Sheriff's Department, I am wondering then, should we give them, do they need more time? They've had, what, a month to respond now? Should we?
Mr. Supervisor Hawes.
Mr. Chairman.
I prefer we vote this up or we vote this down. Has this item been in front of us? And even though the Sheriff, his department have cooperated with us, but the Sheriff did not want to come because the committee has to come. We need to move this along. One way or the other, we should not be hanging this out anymore. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to ask the deputy, were you instructed by your boss not to talk to other departments after this committee requested? For the Parks Department and the Department of Public Works.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, no, that's not the case. It may have at best been oversight in terms of the written response. In terms of looking into other buildings, there are no other county buildings that meet this service or the ability to do what we're accomplishing here at the airport. Other than continuing to operate as business as usual at the CAMD. We're talking a large amount of square footage. The main considerations with it is the location for maintenance of equipment. If there is a building somewhere out far from CAMD South or Central, all our vehicle maintenance issues and that would all have to be shuttled out there, and that would be a lot of man hours put into it to be able to accomplish all those tasks. The other part is obviously the accomplishment of centralizing everything to one location, which buildings in the parks do not accommodate that. Their buildings are not that large. Most are, most if not all, we have height restrictions. We have vehicles that are 13 feet tall. We need large DPW-type buildings. So all those things, and not to mention another huge factor in our decision as far as where to house it is the security and availability for patrols and inspections. We can't leave these buildings unattended and having it either at the CAMD where it's currently housed or at the airport allows for the ability through normal practices, the ability for us to make sure we're doing inspections, that no one's breaking into the equipment, the visibility of that without incurring making up additional patrols. Either of these two locations is part of the natural progress with it. And so for all those reasons, and the availability of this property at the airport is what stemmed this discussion. Prior to that, we have looked into those other things, and it's not advantageous in any manner to do that. That's why we never saw it until this opportunity presented itself.
One more. how could you have looked into all the options with Public Works and Park if you did not talk to those departments directly?
I'm familiar with the county and the buildings that we do own, and one other thing I left in there is also in terms of the accessibility to the freeway system. If it's right now, it's central right off of the Zoo interchange. This would, we feel, be more advantageous for response, being its proximity to 794 as well as the I-4 interstate. So that would be another additional factor. And if it's beyond those accessibilities, we truly are better off staying at CAMD out west in Tulsa. This here, we do feel, in all the different aspects, is actually a huge improvement to the level of service response times. That's the only reason why this presented itself, is an opportunity to provide a higher level of service, be centralized, be able to mobilize quicker, and as well as to be able to handle the additional stuff that isn't being taken care of right now, some of the emergency management division equipment.
Supervisor?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, Supervisor Hall?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, has there been documentation of the need for an improved response time? Of course, with law enforcement, you want a quick response time. But I'm just curious, is there... has there been a demonstrated need to have a better response time by the Sheriff's Department?
Can you answer that, sir?
I guess I'm struggling with response to your question, Supervisor. Everything, all these services are emergency service needs. So every minute really does matter. So the ability to be able to mobilize from one location, have all the equipment there, versus grabbing equipment from different locations and coordinating that on a rapid basis of where somebody should respond to get that equipment, it's just very simple for me that this is just everything centralized can improve can improve in response time. And when the citizens need us, they need us as quickly as possible. So I hope I attempted to answer your question.
Okay, that's fine. any other questions? If not, can I have the roll? We need any division, any other between these two items, 12 and 13? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll on 12 and 13.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to reaffirm the committee's previous recommendation to approve is approved.
And Inspector Tiller, the sheriff, we have open door policy. He's always welcome to come for his committee.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care.
All right.